Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Tzitzik 13, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Sadi Aleph, Sanhedrin 91a, pagination is 181. We were dealing with the topic of Techiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, and I intend to focus on that this morning, but included in this discussion, there are a bunch of debates between the government and the Jews over the generations that are recounted in this section. And I'd like to do one of them before we continue on the Techiyas HaMesim topic. So we're on Amud Aleph, and we're about midway of the wide lines at the end of a line. Shuv pam achas ba'u b'nei Mitzrayim ladon im Yisrael lefnei Alexandros Mokdon. There was an incident that the people of Mitzrayim came to judge against the Jewish people in front of Alexander of Macedonia. Omrulo, Alexander the Great. Omrulo, they said. Hareyu Omer, it says in the Jewish Torah, V'Hashem nos anaschino om be'ini Mitzrayim v'yash ilum. And Hashem granted the grace of the people in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they granted their requests of the different gold and silver, etc., things that they asked for as they were leaving Mitzrayim, which we understand was as a tip, was as an act of grace that they're going to reinstate the Jewish people to the level of peers or even greater, people they admire instead of until now as slaves. They had to restore them to a concept of humankind, of nobility, and they granted them their requests, but these people of apparently Mitzrayim descent said, "Tnu lanu kesef v'zav shanitalta mimenu, we want all of that back." Now, indeed, there's a discussion on the word vayash ilum, which we understand to mean, and they asked, but it could be understood as they borrowed. Rav Hirsch writes that that's not the meaning of the pasuk, it's not the grammar of the pasuk, but perhaps that's what their intent was when they posed this question and made this demand that they should be repaid for the gold and silver that was taken at the Exodus. Omar Gevia ben Pesisa, there was a person, Gevia ben Pesisa, who said lachachamim to the sages of the generation, Tenuli Rishus, give me permission, ve'elech ve'odini mohem, and I will go and I will judge with them. I'll be the lawyer, lefnei Alexandros, in front of Alexander. Im yinatzchuni, if they win, Amru lahem, you'll be able to say, Hedjot shebeinenu netzachtem, the most simple of our people, you were able to win, but we'll still get our second chance, because Gevir ben Pesisa had an abnormal body figure, a hunchback, whatever he was, especially in their time. This made him inferior in the eyes of the general population. V'maniya natzachosom, Gevir ben Pesisa continued, and if I win over them, Imru lahem, you'll be able to say, Teras Moshe Rabbeinu netzachtem, he just read the Torah, and that's how he won. Okay, Nasnu lo Rishos, they gave him permission, Valach v'dani mayim, and he engaged them in this discussion. Amar lohen, he said to them, Me'echen atem mevi'im raya, where are you bringing your proof? Amru lo, they said, Min haTorah, from the Jewish Torah. Amar lohen, so he said, Afani lo ovi lochem raya ela min haTorah. So fine, so I'll bring you a proof from the Torah as well. And this is always important, whenever you debate anybody in anything, you have to know what the ground rules are. We have, for example, Christian missionaries. Okay, so a proof text is anywhere in Torah. Fine. Tell me what you would accept as a proof. You have people who come from psychology attitude, from history attitude, from social attitude, whatever you want. You tell me. What's fascinating about Judaism is that it brings it all together into one experience. But tell me, what do you consider a proof? So they said Torah. So he said, fine, Torah. Shenemar. Moshe b'nei Yisrael shall yashvu b'Mitzrayim. The time that the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, and the pasuk gives a description. Shloshim shana ve'arba me'oshana. So he says, "Tenu lanu schar avodah shoshishim ribo." So fine. So 600,000 people worked for you, slave labor, for a long period of time. Shishibadetem b'Mitzrayim, that you enslaved us in Mitzrayim. Pay up, at least at minimum wage. Amalu and Alexandra smokedone. So Alexander said, "Ichziru lo tshuva, you better answer this man." Amrulo, they said, "Tinu lanu zman shlosha yamim, give us 3 days, we'll try to come up with an answer." Nasan lehem zman, he gave them the time. Badku v'lo matzu, they checked into the topic, they had no answer. Because indeed, if you're going to impose today's free standards on yesterday's experiences of history, so pay up. These people who were living apparently in close proximity with the Jewish community, they left their fields that had been planted and their vineyards that were growing, and they fled. And the Gemara concludes the story by saying, and it was the month of Shavuos, and having all of this available was very good fortune for the Jewish community, where things worked out very nicely. Okay, let's go to 4 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Omale Antoninus Larebi. Antoninus, who we know was an emperor who had a close relationship with Rebbe, so he posed the following question. Guf v'neshama yicholun lifoter atzma min adin, the body and the soul can both absolve themselves of judgment for misbehavior. Ketzad, what do I mean? Guf omer, neshama chatas. The body says, it must be the soul that did wrong. Shemayom shapir shamimeni, from the time that the soul left me, harinu muto ke'even domem, I'm just lying here, I can't do anything. Uneshama omeres, and the neshama says, guf chata, it must be the body that sinned. Shamiyom shapirashti mimena, from the time that I separated, I'm flying around. I don't do averus. So Rebbe responded, I'll give you an analogy. It's comparable to an earthly king. He had a beautiful orchard. And he had good fruit. And he put 2 guards there, echad chiger, one is lame, ve'echad suma, and one is blind. And they're supposed to guard. Amalo chiger l'suma, so the lame one said to the blind one, Bekaras nos ani roeh, see this wonderful fruit. Of course, this fruit they were supposed to be guarding, not supposed to be eating it. Bovar ki veini, here, you come, give me a ride. Unviyem la'achlam, and I'll bring them so that we can eat them. Rachav chiger al gabe suma. So indeed, the lame one was on the blind one. Ve'viyem va'achlam, and they were able to consume the fruit that they were supposed to be watching. Le'yamim babal pardes. Eventually, the orchard owner came. Amalem bikaras no sechon hein. Where's the fruit? Amale chiger. So the lame one says, Kolom yesh li raglayim. I don't have feet. Amalosuma, the blind one says, Klumyishli and I am Liros, I couldn't have seen anything. Ma'asa, so what does the owner do? Hirkiv Chiger al Gabe Suma, he puts the lame one on top of the blind one, exactly as they were at the time of the sin. Vidanosam Keachod, and he judges them together. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Rebbe concluded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Mevi Neshama Vizarka Beguf, Hashem takes the neshama, puts it with the body, v'danosam ke'echad, and he judges them as one. And this is certainly one perspective on Techiyas HaMesim, that if you did the mitzvahs or the averos as one, neshama and guf together, then the reward or the punishment is going to be recognized in its truest form when they are united. Let's drop down to the wide lines, counting down into the widest, about 7 lines. The first word on the line is Shechina, and then we begin. Rava Rami, Rava compared to Psukim. Ksiv, it says, Ani Amis Va'achaye, Hashem says, I put people to death, and I bring people to life. Uksiv Mochatzti, I cause illness. Va'ani Erpo, and I heal. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Masha ani meimis ani mechaye, v'hoda masha mochatzti v'ani erpa. I bring the person to life, and I heal them. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, ani omis v'achaye, I put people to death, and I bring people to life. Yochol, one might think, shetei misa be'echad v'chayim be'echad, that the death is referring to one person, and the life is referring to a different person. The people dying, the people being born. Kederach she'olam noig, the way we know in the world. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk continued and said, Mochatzti va'ani erpa, I cause illness and I heal. Ma mechitza urefua be'echo, just like the illness and the healing is the same person. Af misa v'chayim be'echod, so too the death and the life is the very same person. It's like a healing on the greatest ailment, which is dying. Mikan tshuva la'omrim en techiyas ha'mesim min ha'Torah. This is a pasuk that indicates that Hashem does do techiyas ha'mesim. That's the pasuk, ani omis va'achaya, I put to death and I bring to life. And if you think it's two different people, that's the other part of the pasuk indicating that it's the person who has the illness that gets healed. And it's the person who has the death who is coming to life. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.